We are learning Mesechtas Chulin, Daf Kufchav Beis Amad Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Kufchav Aleph Amad Beis. We were going on the Mishnah where Rabbi Huda said that even though the Mishnah said that the Olal is only used as a tziruf to become, it's not really oichel by itself, the Olal, only if it's mitzuruf together with something else could it be have tumas eichlin. But Rehuda says, and in that case of tziruf, avad doesn't work for nevela either. Nevela has to be a kazayis basa by itself. Zok Rav Yehuda, there is a possibility for olol to be actually basa itself and to be actually basa nevela. It says when you have a kazayis basa. It says haol hamachunis im yesh ba kazayis makom echad chayiv alav then you chayiv as basa. So the Gemara said before that Olol for Rav Yehuda definitely means the basar that's left over on the skin. When you flay the skin, that basar, because not talking about the tendon, that vein that's by the neck, the cervical vein that's by the neck and the spine, of course, that's not edible. That can never be nevela. So Rav Yehuda's going on the word Olol, he learned, kuliyama, that Olol means basar that's attached to the skin. And it says, Tzimachunas, Makkul Gazayis, the halacha is that had a din basa and a basa nevela. Amar Rav Huna, Avuhu Shekonsu. It can't be that was by itself. It has to be that you, Magal Das, you yourself, where while you're flaying the skin, you put together a kezayis basa, then it gives a chashivas and it has a din of a oichel. That's one Rav Huna. Va'am Rav Huna, different Rav Huna. Shnei chatzi zeisim, shiesh nagav yar. You have two half zeisim on the ar. Ha'ar mevatlam. The ar itself is mevatlet. And it can't have a shame oichel. And once it's bottled, it's bottled. So it can never come back in the veil once it's bottled. He says the R is mevatlet. And we'll see how these things stem. So more wants to know like this. On top of Kuf Beis Amad Aleph, who will go on coin to leave it demand? He leave it to Rabbi Shmuel. So later on, in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Chav Dalet, there's Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva. If you have a piece of R, a skin, and on it the two half zesim of meat, two half zesim, so Rabbi Shmuel says, "B'tama masa v'lo maga." It's masa; it is b'tama, but not maga. And Rabbi Kiva says, "No, it's not maga or masa because it's bottle; it's nothing." So now Rabbi Huna said that the R is mevatlon. Who go and quote to? He'll leave with the man. He'll leave with Rabbi Shmuel. I'm going to leave out the R. He says the R is not mevat the basar. Haraya. He says it's tumas masa. When I hold that piece of skin with two half zesim on it, it's tame. So obviously the R is not mevatlon. We'll leave with Rabbi Kiva. If you go and quote to Rabbi Kiva, and he's saying, the R is mevatlet, obviously, it's Mishnah. Pshita, it's a Mishnah. Daham mevatar. He says that the R is mevatlet. It's the first Mishnah Rabbi Kiva holds his bottle. So what exactly is Rav Huna's Chiddush? So who's Rav Huna going coin to? Zok to Gemara, lo'oy lo'am ali with Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Huna, who says over here, R mevatlam is going coin to Rabbi Shmuel. And v'chiyam Rabbi Shmuel, lo'y mevatl, or when is the R not mevatlet, ha'ne milisha paltasei chaya? That's dafka when a chaya filleted the skin. Ava potase zaki, when the sheikh himself, after he shechted it, he started filleting the skin. And there, he left meat on the skin. There, it's bottle. There, it's taka bottle, even according to Rav Shmuel. So we're saying now, the Rav Huna is saying is the or is mevatlet when by potase zaki. That's when the or is mevatlet. And that's what Rav Huna is saying. So it comes out, the fear of Akiva, it's always, or is always mevatlet. According to Rabbi Shmuel, if it's potasei chaya, then it's not bottle. If a potasei sakin, then it is bottle. That's what Rav Huna is telling us. And why does that have a kasha on that? Tashema, Rabbi Huda Amar, Huda Amar, who says ha'ol ha'machunas. If the olol is machunas in one spot, im yesh kezayis makam echad chayav v'lev. Kezayis in one place is chayav v'lev. Amar Rav Huna, v'uchikonsu. And Rav Huna said that you have to be machnas it yourself. So the Gemara's kasha is because of Rav Huna says v'uchikonsu. And first of all, it's obvious that we're talking about a case of potasei sakim, because we're saying that when he is kainasit, he's megaladas, that it's a sheer kezayis in one place, and he's not mevatlet. So who's Rav Yehuda like exactly? We don't make a third shita, so it has to be either Rav Shmuel or Rav Akiva. So, ir amr bishloma potasei sakim, Rav Shmuel nami le batom. If you hold Rav Shmuel holds, that when you fillet a skin and you leave over basar, it's not bottle, even by potasei sakin. So iyam b'shom potasei sakin l'rishmol nami loy bottle. Then Rav Huna the amakar Rav Shmuel. So then Rav Huna says v'shikansu is going according to Rav Shmuel. That's what he's explaining. Like Eli amrit potasei sakin l'rishmol is bottle. But if you say like he's saying now that fi Rav Shmuel l'rishmol is maskim, but potasei sakin is bottle. So Rav Huna the amakaman. Rav Huna is like who? Because it's bottle already. And like Rashi explains like this. So first, we want to explain why we need Rav Huna in a second. We'll say what Rashi says. But first, let's get the Tzuras Hadvarim. He said like this. Rav Huna said that when you have two heavens asim attached to the ar is mevatlet. Once ar is mevatlet something, you can't change your mind anymore. It's bottle. It's too late. You can't make it into an avela. So here, we said, even Rav Yishmael agrees to that. Rav Kiva Vashon holds bottle. Even Rav Yishmael agrees when you yourself do that and leave it on the skin, it's bottle. So then, who is this going like? This Rav Yehuda, with Rav Huna's explanation, who's it going like? Zog Rashi, the Ramaskal, the Amakaman, Bishlam, Ilav, the Rav Huna. If not Rav Huna, who should consume? So you would have a Kabinil Rav Yehuda, Pilpatose Tchila Beyachad. You could have learned Rav Yehuda, who this case is, that you left the kazayis right away by the flaying, and therefore it's not bottle. Because the homochagus of Shmuel Rakiv is only about half zazen. But now that Rav Huna said you were kindness later, so now you have big problems now. If you were kindness later, that means the R was not mevatel yet. Because if the R was mevatel, then it would be too late. So who is this like? So it must be Elamai, Rabbi Shmuel holds that the R is not mevatel. It has to be Rabbi Shmuel holds the R is not mevatel. So now, what's Rav Huna saying before? Shnei chatzis zaysim, sheyesh l'gabei R, R mevatelam, it can't be Rabbi Shmuel. So let's see if it's hard again. Yeah, Bisham Sakura Shmuel Namile bottle, because the R is Nemavatlit. So Rav Huna Dhamma Rav Yishmael. So Rav Huna who says who should consume is going to explain Rav Yehuda like Rav Yishmael. Eli Amrit Potasi Sakura Rav Yishmael bottle, it is bottle. So Rav Huna Dhamma Kaman, who is this Madhyama? Holds that afterwards your kindness it becomes Nevela. So Gemara says, Elo Ilan Potasi Sakura Rav Yishmael also like bottle. So Rav Yishmael it's never bottle. The R is never vatel the meat. Rav Huna Dhamma Rav Yekiva. Rav Huna, who said that the Ars of Atlet according to Rav Akiva, and the Mark's Kash was Pshita, right, it's a Mishnah that the Ars of Atlet, Mao the Tema Ki Kom Rav Akiva, Han in Mili Potos Oisakin, you would think that when the Rav Akiva say that the Ars of Atlet Dafka were Potos Oisakin, Ava Potos Oichaya Loi Bottle, Kamas Velon, Rav Huna is saying that the Ars of Atlet, even by Chaya, Kamashlom time the Rav Akiva, Bnesha Or Mevatlom, Loishno Palat Chaya, Loishno Palat Sakin. Not Sai by Palat Chaya, Palat Sakin, the R is Mevatlom. Tony Seifa, Pema Rav Akiva Matar Bar, Pesha Or Mevatlom, because the R is Mevatlom. So the bottom line is, it comes out that Mechlekes Rabbi Huda and the Rabbanans, really, the Mechlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that there's no way for any Olol to ever be Nevela. Why? Because the R is Mevatlet. Masha'inke Rabbi Shmuel holds that the R is not Mevatlet. The R is not Mevatlet, and therefore it has a din of Nevela. The only problem will be is, so why do you need Hushikonsu then? If we're saying now Rabbi Shmuel holds that the R is not Mevatlet, so why do you need Hushikonsu? So this is Tosis Kasha on top. Tosis says, I'm talking about Rabbi Shmuel, but Konsu Kama, Rabbi Huda by Kinus, because I'm Rabbi Huna. So Tosis has two mahalchen. If you look at the second mahalch, we'll go with that mahalch. But oh, Rabbi Shmuel nami bekonsu ayri veins a doichik when the fire smells Rabbi Huda. The hill also talk about konsu. But the bottom line is that Rav Huna who says that the R is a vatel going to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel holds the R is never a vatel.
Actually, what does
konsu
mean?
What?
You scrape it off the R.
Yeah, you gather it yourself. It didn't happen by itself. You gathered. It wasn't like Tanoikas did it. Rag flay, yeah. After flay, you took off both pieces of bottle, put it together, and now you have it available.
Also
you? No, you took it off. You took it off. Machshava does not help. Rashi said before, Machshava can only give it tumas oichlim. But to make nevela, no such thing. Machshava can't make something the nevela. And it makes a lot of sense. Nevela is something you have a lab for. Nevela, it has to be nevela naturally. You can't, so that's what we're saying. The R couldn't mevatel it. It was still half a zesim. I put it together. I have an alkazai is nevela. That's what comes out. But we have before that you could, with Machshava, you could change something into oichlim. And Rashi speaks out this difference before. He speaks out the difference. It's in Rashi Kufcha for Aleph Amad Aleph. The Ramaskha Ba'api Navshah, Rashi has this story. The Ligabi Oichlin, you could do this. You could do like, you could make it. But Gai Basa, you can't. If you look at Rashi, I think it's Kedai look at Rashi. Kufcha for Aleph Amad Aleph, the Ramaskha Ba'api Navshah, it's right where the narrow go into the wide. But this is by the narrow story. He said like this. When he the Sulay Hoda have a Basa, Le'in Tumas the Velas, the Anasa or Bebetule Arishoin, Avala Oichlin, Mia have a Latama Tumas Oichlin, Mnoga Bazarets. You could change something. You see that Rashi there? It's a big insight, this Rashi. Rashi saying is there's a difference in Avelis and Tumas Eichlim. You can change that. And here, this sugar was the Tumas Avelis we're talking about. And that's what we're saying. Once it's bottle, it's too late. So Ad Kam, the sugya of, the sugya that she learned to Rehuda with Allah. Now I want to go to a new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Eilu Sharisayim Kibbisaron. We've been discussing a lot about Shomer and Yad, but there are certain skins, hides or skin, that have a din of basa. And we'll see what they are. Some of them are, the reason is because it's very soft, and there's other reasons as well. We'll see as we learn the Mishnah and the Gemara. But some of them, the obvious reason is sometimes the skin is soft, so it becomes part of the basa. A classic example would be the skin, which is not mentioned in this Mishnah, but the skin of a chicken. The skin of a chicken is something people eat. It's part of the basa. It's soft. It's eaten. It's not something that's coarse. So it's part of the basa. So the following things, Elusha are the same kibbasarim. The following things, the ara, same name as basar, and therefore it'll be matama like basar. What are the examples? Ara adam. The ara of adam is matama. It means you bring it into a oil hames, or you touch a dead person, and you touch his skin as din of basar. And we'll see in the Gemara if that's the raisa or the rabbanu. We'll see in the Gemara about that. Ara adam. Va'ar chazir shayishuv, and a chazir, that the basar is tumas levela, the R of a chazir also. But dafka shal yishuv, the Tanakam holds. Dafka, if it's domesticated, because that's softer. If outside in the wild, they're much coarser. Rabbi Yehuda ima af R, it's coarse, or if it's out in the field. Rabbi Yehuda ima no, af R chazir abar, even the wild chazir also, the skin is soft. Va'ar chatra shal gomol, haraka, a young gomol, its humps are also soft. Or roi shal garach, and the skin of the head of an eagle, a harach, a young eagle, the or a prosois, and the or of the prosois of the skin of the bottom of the foot is also soft. The or beis habayishas, that's the makam of the rechem, that's of the behemoth also, it's considered soft skin, and that's like meat. The or a shal, and the skin of the fetus, the or shal tachas alya, and the skin that's under the tail, there's no hair there, it's very soft. Now we're going to the Shmoneh Shrotzim. There are eight different Shrotzim that are Matame, and four of them, our Mishnah says, has been Ar Kibbasarim. What are they? Ar Hanaka. Hanaka is like the porcupine, Vakoyach Valata, different type of lizards, Vakoymet and a snail. These are part of the eight Shrotzim. So these four out of the eight are the Ar is Kibbasar. Rudo Emer, Halata Kacholda. No, he says the Lata is like the Cholda, like the weasel, it's very tough, and it's the Ar is not like the Basar. And the halacha is that all these oirois that we said have a din of basar, but there is, could be exception. If I take that skin and I make it and I work it out into a piece of leather, then it loses shame basar. V'kulon she'avdon oish ha'halach b'ham, helach b'ham, you walked with it, you walked the top of it, you put it on your foot, you walked with it. K'dei avoida, enough shear, k'dei avoida, what you see on the end of the daf, we'll see how long that is, tahirim, it's tahirim, because it becomes a din of ar. Chutz ma'ar adam. Ar adam always stays tumah, basar, always stays tumah's basar. We'll see why in the Gemara. All eight shrotzim have a din of oirois, which means they all have that they're not matamik abasa. All eight shrotzim are not matamik abasa. Not like Tanakama said four, or Huda said three, but he took one out. But Yechon says all eight have a din of ar, not ar kibbasar. So the Gemara, we said in the Mishnah that ar of Adam is kibbasar. Ama ula, devar tara ar Adam tar. Betzimina deraisa ar Adam is tar. Now, why would it be tar? Zog Taisvis, the Maschah R, that Taisvis says that the reason is, the Gemara Nida says, that it's not dumi de etzem, that the R gives a machlev, the R grows back. If it grows back, that's not dumi de etzem, and therefore it's not metame menatayra. Omat tam amru tame, so why do we say taka that's tame? Zog Ula, the whole thing's the Rabbanon. A person might, chas v'shalom, make his parents' skin into tablecloth or into beds. And therefore we said that midrabanan, it's tame. Now, Tosfos, the next Tosfos asks that evi makes us bahana. So why do we make, why dafka otu of v'imoy? I'll tell you why, because you might make any person of skin into the tablecloth. Why only worry about of v'imoy? So he says that we wouldn't make exeri for that. But at Kavod Avimai, which is such a terrible thing, we made Xeria for that. And Tosfos throws in another tzad also, maybe because it's more accessible, the parent's skin. But in any case, Ula says, Devar Teira, skin of a person is not Matam. It's only that's a Xeria. V'ikid demas la sefer. Some say it's going on a sefer. V'kulon she'ivdon, which means like this. Really, Ara Adam is Matam Medraisa. But it says in the sefer, V'kulon she'ivdon, that if you work it out, or she'hilach b'hem, or you walked with it, k'dei avoida tahirim, because it comes to leather then, and it says everything is tahar chutz ma'ara Adam. So that's the Rabban. Amula dvar tahir Ara Adam, she'avdoi, the Adam's skin that you worked on it, they tanned it out, and you made it into leather or tar. Matamor matam, exerisham yas, all the bars of vim, ashtichim. So, man the maslah ratio, if you go, it's gone the ratio that even without being avdu, it's really made the raisa, tahira, and the only reason why I made it tummy is that's the xerah, so culture can I say for sure on the safer, it's only the rabbanon. The one who learns this going on a seifa, ava areisha toma deraisa. Or is really toma deraisa of adam. But really, when you made it into leather, it should become tahira. But because of the gzeira, we said it is tame. We made gzeira. We said it's tame. So I think more about it. It's in the Mishnah of Ar Chazir. Machlokes about Ar Chazir. If it's tame, if the R is like tumas tavela or not. The Tanakhama said Dafka Shal Yishuv. We said, you know, even the wild Chazir has the same halacha. One holds, Tanakhama holds, that the Chazir Habar is hard, the R. And the city one is soft. Marsova Hai Namarach is also soft. They're both soft. It said Vayit in the Mishnah. Another example of soft skin is Ar Chatu Shal Gamal Araka. The humps of a young Gamal. The Kama Gamal Araka. What's the age of a Gamal Araka? Amul Amar Shur Levi. Kozman Shalai Tana. Kozman didn't start carrying packages. Then it's still soft, the humps. But Rabbi Yirmiyah, what's the Gedah Dava, the Mara wants to know? Is it an age or is it a Metzias that when they start carrying? But Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hegiyah's Mana Litam Litana. Let's say it reached the age of starting to carry, but this was a rich camel. He didn't schlep too many packages. Hegiyah's Mana Litam Litana. Mao, what's the halacha? Is that called a Rach or not? Or maybe it's telling the age or it's telling in the Metzias of actually carrying. But Abaye, similar Shaila. Lo Hegiyah's Mana Litam Litana and started carrying. It started working young. Mao. Take. We're not sure what the gedad of is. Is it the age when it's able to start carrying loads, or when it carries loads, does it get harder? The skin gets harder. Yosser Rishlakish Kabayale is asking his Talmidim, Kama Gomel Araka. He's asking anyone who knew, did anyone know what's the age of a, you know, what's called, what's the gedder of the Gomel Araka? What's called a young gummel, a soft gummel? A Malay or a Shmuel Bar Abba, Hokin Mishmuel Levi, Kozvan Shloitana, Kozvan that didn't start carrying loads. It was called a raka. Amalei, so Rishlakish told us Talmud, Rabbi Shmuel, wow, shkoyach for that. Memra tivlikavli, sit right in front of him, you get the front seat now. A similar story, this is with someone else, Rabbi Zeira. Rishlakish was Eretz Yisrael, he was always in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Zeira came up from Bavel and came to Eretz Yisrael. So he had his own yeshiva. Yosef Rabbi Zeira come by, like, kama gama raka. Amalei Ravim Barachina, hachi gama ulam Rabbi Shmuel Levi, kozman shleitana, That's the shear. He didn't carry loads yet. Now, Rav Zera didn't like respond when he told him this memra. So Havaktani Law, he said it again because he thought he didn't hear. Amalei, so Rav Zera tells his Talmud, Chada Havaloch, he had one chiddush, Vamarta, you said it already. You don't have to keep on saying the chiddush. I hear your chiddush. Good, gevaldik. And that's what he told him. He basically told him a sharp line. So Gemara says, Tachazim having tekifidari yisrael achsidid abavel. You see, Rish Lakish was considered a takif. It says anyone who ever did business, talked to Rish Lakish, already people trusted them. If you got to talk to Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish was a tough, and still look how nice he was to the Talmud. Rav Zeira was considered one of the Hasidim Bavel. It says in the Gemara that Rav Zeira every 30 days went into a flaming oven to see if a Gehenna would be shailed by him, and it was not shailed by him. He's a big tzaddik. And still look how tough he was. The takif of Rish Lakish is still softer and nicer than Tells Talmidim in the Chassid above. Talk as he mapped to keep your Ardei Yisrael the Chassid above. I'm glad you have to look at the Sfarim exactly what's Takap Pshat. That was the Mahalach, I guess, from the Rabbeim and Bavel to be tough, a little tougher than the Rabbeim and Eretz Yisrael.